You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Donville. I'm also known as Anonymous, and part of the HomePod mini-series that I've been doing, this is going to be using Siri with your HomePod mini. So there are oodles amount of Siri commands you can implement on your iDevices. So you're probably familiar with a lot of those different Siri commands that you can implement. And most of those will work with the HomePod mini in similar fashion. Some will work, some won't. So in this podcast, I'm just going to review some of the Siri commands that you can issue for your HomePod mini. These are just essentials HomePod mini commands that you might come across and you want to use. So I have the HomePod mini with me. The first command I'm going to do is just to tell Siri to start playing some music. So based on your favorite and tied to Apple ID, it really knows who you are and it will automatically play the music that you want. So I'll just say, hey Siri, play music. And it starts playing this song. Now I can say, hey Siri, what song is this?
This is called The Puppet by Echo and the Bunnymen.
Okay. Hey Siri, who plays the drum in this band?
Will Sargent currently plays drums in Echo and the Bunnymen. Other drummers have included Pete DeFreitas, Damon Rees, Vinnie Jameson, Simon Finley, and Michael Lee.
Hey Siri, what year did this album come out?
Songs to Learn and Sing by Echo and the Bunnymen was released on November 15, 1985.
Hey Siri, tell me something about this artist.
I don't have that information for this band.
Hey Siri, I like this.
Okay, got it.
And I can even add it to a playlist. So if you have an existing playlist, I'll go ahead and put this on a playlist that I have. Hey Siri, add this to the Mouse New Wave.
I've added The Puppet to You're the Mouse New Wave playlist.
Excellent. If you don't know what the song is and you know the lyrics, you can always say, hey, part of the lyrics itself. Hey Siri, what song goes by, they say jump and you say how high?
It's The Matrimony, featuring Usher, by Wale.
There you go. Hey, Siri. Stop. So those are the various commands when it comes to just music aspect. And I just want to give a little bit of teaser. So you got an idea of what of the things you can ask when a particular music is playing. Now, of course, you can ask for different facts or recipes or different things if you want. Hey, Siri. What's the tallest mountain in Alaska?
The answer I found is Denali.
Denali. Hey Siri, how tall is Denali?
Denali is 20,308 feet above sea level.
So it gives you typical facts, and so you can ask for those kind of things. But the sky is to the limit. You can just do whatever you want as long as she will understand what you want and get you a feedback. Now, some other features I like using my HomePod mini is to play radio stations. So I have a local station here. It's called 96.5 The Buzz. As long as you know the frequency dial and the call sign, you should be able to have success. Now, it will typically do major radio stations. It won't do everything, but I know this one works and it's one of my favorite stations that I listen to. Hey Siri, play 96.5 The Buzz.
Here's Alt 96.5, provided by Radio.com.
The Medicare annual election period.
And then obviously it's doing a commercial now, but this is the actual live radio station stream, and it starts playing the radio station. Hey Siri.
Meet Larry.
Stop. You can also ask for the news. Now, depending on your location, if you just receive the news, it's going to give you the default choice of the country that you're in. For example, in the United States, if I ask, I'm going to get the NPR. If you're in the UK, it'll give you the BBC. There's various news sources, and yes, you can ask for those specific news sources as well. So let me try that. Hey Siri, what's in the news?
Here's the latest news from NPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The Atlanta Press Club is hosting debates tonight
for
Georgia's two U.S. Senate seats.
Stop. So there's your news source. And you can also even get podcasts. This is my favorite. And of course, you want to listen to the latest AppleViz, don't you? Of course you do. So we just ask Siri to play AppleViz podcast. Hey Siri, play AppleViz podcast.
Okay, AppleViz podcast now playing.
Oh, there sounds familiar, right? Podcast. There's a podcast you can listen to. Oh, there I am.
My name is Thomas Donald.
Now, here's a little trick that you can do with this. If that's too slow for you, you can always make it faster. Hey, Siri, make this faster.
Okay, let's pick up the pace.
And it speeds up the podcast for you. Hey, Siri, stop. I like that feature that I can make it go faster. I typically listen to a faster speed. That way I can get through the podcast quicker. Now to the beautiful part of the HomePod Mini is that I'm able to use the same Apple ecosystem to check various things that I would typically check on my phone. This is a nice feature, so I can just simply just talk to my little HomePod Mini to receive different things. So, for example, I'm going to check to see if I have any new messages by the text message. So I will just ask Siri, hey Siri, do I have any new messages?
You have no new messages.
I have no new messages. Let's see if I have any recent one. Hey Siri, what are my recent text messages?
You have recent messages from Thomas. Thomas said, just sent myself a test message for the HomePod Mini podcasts. Would you like to reply?
Yes.
What do you want to say?
That sounds like a plan. You just go with that podcast and have fun.
Your reply to Thomas says that sounds like a plan. You just go with that podcast and have fun. Ready to send it?
Yes.
Okay. It's sent. Okay. No other messages.
Isn't that beautiful? So you can check your messages. You can send messages. You can reply to message. And you can just use the same Siri command as you do on your phone to send. So you just say text message Thomas Donville, such and such and such, and it will send the text message to them. Simple as that. The other thing that you can do with your HomePod Mini is that you can make phone calls and FaceTime audio to people. Yes, because you have a microphone around your HomePod Mini, it becomes a small little speaker phone. You just initiate it as you typically normally will. You just say, hey Siri, call Michael Hansen iPhone.
Calling Michael Hansen iPhone.
One notification. Do not disturb. Hey, Thomas, how's it going?
Doing great, Michael. I'm using you as an example for this HomePod Mini. Thank you for answering the phone.
Hey, man, it's been a while since I've been on an AppleViz podcast, and I know that you get a lot more listeners than I ever did. So, hey, guys, and hope you guys enjoy the HomePod Mini. I'm hoping to get my hands on one as soon as the shipping times go down. I had to cancel my order. That was
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anything else I can help you with?
That's it.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Siri, hang up. And then it hangs up the phone call. That's how you do it. You can also make a FaceTime audio with that. You just basically say, FaceTime audio, Michael Hansen, or Thomas Donville, for this example. And it will initiate the call by FaceTime audio. How cool is that? You can also add notes. So if you're a note person and you like to put things onto the list, let's just say I want to add bread to my shopping list. You can do that. Hey, Siri, add bread to my shopping list.
Okay, add it to your shopping list.
If you didn't have a shopping list created, it will create one for you. It'll confirm that you want to do it. Or you can just tell her to create a new note called shopping list, and she will do that. The other cool features you can use your HomePod Mini as an alarm. So if you have this in your bedroom, for example, next to your nightstand, this could be a beautiful way to use your alarm instead of having you have your iPhone underneath your pillow, right? So I can say, hey Siri, set alarm for every day for 9 a.m.
I set your alarm for 9 a.m. starting tomorrow.
Hey Siri, remove alarm.
I deleted your 9 a.m. alarm.
And so you can add and remove things that simple. Let's just say you have this HomePod Mini in the kitchen. Well, maybe you're cooking something and I want to be reminded that I need to put the rice on in 10 minutes. So you can use that. So you just say, hey Siri, Remind me in 10 minutes to put the rice in.
Okay, add it to today's reminders.
And when that time comes up, as I say, hey, it's time to put the rice in. Hey Siri, remove the reminder.
Delete put the rice in?
Yes.
Okay, it's gone.
You could also use this as a timer. Let's say it's ready for the rice, and I want it to be notified in 15 minutes how long that would be. So I'll just say, hey Siri, set timer to 15 minutes.
15 minutes, counting down.
And that way, he will remind you when 15 minutes up, and I can get the rice out, and we got dinner set. I can also say, hey Siri, how much time do I have left on my timer?
15 minute timer, with about 14 minutes to go.
Hey Siri, stop the timer.
It's canceled.
You can also use it for calendar. This is the beauty of the thing, is that because it's synced to your Apple ID, whatever you want to check for a calendar or create a calendar on your HomePod Mini, it'll go across the cloud and voila, it'll make it into your calendar on your phone as well. So I could say, hey Siri, what's on my calendar for Tuesday?
You have a couple of appointments. On Tuesday at 10:30 a.m., taking Riley's car to Cable Dahmer Kia Service Center.
Yep, got a car service that day.
At 6 p.m., Clear Vision.
Up, Eric. And Evans. I have a work appointment at 5. And so it reminded me of what I have on those days. I can also create it, as you could typically do. Hey, Siri, create an appointment for Tom's doctor's appointment at 9 a.m. for tomorrow.
It's on your calendar for tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. The appointment is called Tom's Doctors.
Yep. Hey, Siri, remove that calendar.
You want to cancel your appointment. Call Tom's Doctors.
At yes. 9
a.m. I took it off your calendar.
So that gives you a teaser of all the things you can do with your HomePod. The other nice thing too, and the last one I would do, is you can use the Find My to find your device. So in this case, if I were to ask him to find my phone, what it's going to do is going to ping, and I will actually feel my phone vibrate. And then I'll pick it up, unlock it, and tap and say OK. So let's try that example. Hey Siri, find my iPhone.
Looking for Thomas's iPhone 12 Pro. It's nearby. Pinging Thomas's iPhone.
Now my phone is vibrating. I'll just go to the phone, unlock it, and we heard a tone, and now it stopped. That's a beautiful part about the Find My. Now you can find your devices just using your voice on the HomePod Mini. Slick. Now, as I mentioned before, there are many, many different things you can do with Siri. And those are just a few things that I will offer, so what you can do with your HomePod Mini. Now, let's get to some of the settings I think may be something that you want to consider. Now, we'll get the phone out. We're going to go to the Home app.
Home. Double tap.
And one finger double tap to open it up.
Home. My home. Heading.
And now we're going to swipe to the right until we get to your HomePod Mini, whatever that may be called. In my case, it's called Master Bedroom. That's where I'm doing this podcast and my special podcast closet. Right next to me on the desk is my HomePod Mini. So I'm going to go to the Master Bedroom.
Master Bedroom HomePod. Post button.
There it is.
Actions available.
Now I'm going to do something called long press. That is a one finger double tap and hold.
HomePod Mini. Unboxing. Specifications and thoughts.
And that's the last media that was being played on the HomePod Mini when we did the podcast. That was the name of the podcast. I'm going to swipe to the right and show you a couple of things. Now, I'm going to skip a lot of the different things and just focus on a few of the items. The first thing we're going to talk about are explicit contents.
Allow explicit content on.
This is very useful if you have kids in the house and you want them to have access to the HomePod. And obviously, you don't want explicit content to be available to them. You can come here and turn that on or off depending on the setting that you would like. And that will control the explicit content. The other item, if you're having a party and people are using your HomePod Mini, you know how we are. I always like to go to other people's and mess around with their devices, right? We do the same thing. And sometimes, if you're playing music or whatever have not, people will make recommendations and start playing. And really, what that happening is that it will come across as a song that you have been listening to. So it will recommend other songs like this for you. I don't want that to happen because Lord only knows what they're playing, and I don't want to go in my history. The next item.
Update listening history on button.
Update listening history. Turn that to off. So if you have little parties or you're concerned about people's music taste interfering with your recommendation that Apple gives you on your Apple Music, you want to turn that off. If for some reason you just want to make the HomePod Mini as a dumb speaker, again, a party situation, or you just want to send music to the device and not have the H Siri listening to you, you go to the next option.
Listen for Hey Siri on.
Listen to Hey Siri. Just be sure to turn that off before your party starts or when you want to turn your HomePod Mini into a dumb speaker. That will disable anybody to be able to access the HomePod Mini and requesting it. That also prevent prankers like myself accessing to your HomePod Mini. Yes, you can change the Siri's voice.
Siri voice, American, male, button.
Right now, it's American voice, male. Double tap this.
Accent, heading.
It's very similar to what we have on the iPhone itself. So right now, if you go to the right.
Selected, American.
You have the American that's selected. And there's other various English-speaking voices you can use, such as...
Australian, British, Indian, Irish, South African, gender, heading.
And then we'll get to the gender.
Female, selected, male.
And male. So make your choice, and that part is done. And that will do for this particular podcast and using the Siri with your HomePod Mini. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Not a Mouse. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.AppleVis.com.